Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is The Bert Show.
All right, so we have Jill here who works in a bar. And she's got a customer that comes in three times a week, sometimes with his wife, other times with his dudes. So he's a regular. And Jill here now has big time feelings for this guy. She loves him now.
Yeah, she says she thinks she's in love with him and she's got feelings for him and she almost leaned in and kissed him the other night and she just doesn't know what to do with all these feelings or what to say to him.
She doesn't want to quit her job. A, it's her kind of, it's her social place also. All of her friends hang out there, so she doesn't want to quit that. She doesn't want to lose the money. She's also a little bit nervous to tell him that she's having all these feelings for fear he's just going to take off. So what does she do at this point? Am I missing anything there?
No, but I just think it's so funny that, you know, she's afraid to tell him because she's afraid to run him off, even though that's really the reason why she should be telling him. So, right. Yeah, I don't trust her.
She said, I want to know what you guys would do. Mm-hmm.
She said she did have a brief moment with him a couple of weeks ago where they were one-on-one and, you know, these emotions overcame her and she almost leaned in for a kiss, but she didn't, but the situation was still there. She said that she didn't really get the sense that he was all that into it. Didn't she say that?
She didn't get the sense that he wasn't all that into it. I think she got the sense that he wasn't into it at all.
Like, what? I think you just made that up.
Jill, no, I mean, did you tell us that he wasn't into the kiss part?
No, I don't think that he has feelings for me. And also, I'm telling him because I want to ask him not to come to the restaurant.
Right. She wants to say, look, don't come to my restaurant because I love you. So, Jen wants to know, what would you do in this situation? Do you want to know if she's digging on him?
Honestly, yeah. Like, I think, I mean, it would definitely change my habits. Like, I would certainly still go to that restaurant, but I would never go alone. And I would be very aware of interactions with that person.
Would you tell Jessica?
I think so. I would tell Jessica, like, hey, you know, just so you know, I'm not, like, if there was a place that I always hung out and then all of a sudden I'm not hanging out. Or if she said, you know, hey, why don't you just go sit at the bar and wait for, you know, so-and-so to arrive early, whatever it is, you know, go early or something. I'll drop you off. You know, like if I'm going out to meet somebody, Jessica might drop me off.
I think you also need to let Jessica know that there are other women that are so hot that are into you that if she gets a little out of line, you have options.
Yeah, we have that list.
Yeah, that's
on the refrigerator.
Work. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that works real well.
I would not want to know. I couldn't care less. Doesn't do me any good to have that information. Zero. So why know it at all?
Here's, I want to know because I have a tremendous ego.
Save that.
I really don't think any of you can contemplate how large it is.
No, we've seen it.
Yeah,
we see
I
it
figure,
fairly
I'm figuring
often.
It out.
You've seen the tip of it. You know
the
majority of Titanic.
What are we talking about? Maybe save that too.
Bert has seen the tip of it. Nobody else has.
Hey, Charlie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
You tell us, man. What does Jill do here? Does she just shut up and not say anything to this dude, or does she come clean?
Well, you know, I'm with you, Bert. I would have her. I wouldn't want to know. But listen, Jill, I think you're a little selfish. you want to tell this guy so that he doesn't come to your bar, but that's that guy's social setting. But you don't want him to come to the bar because you don't want to give up your social setting. So I think you're a little selfish in the situation here. I think I agree with the team here that you're the one who needs to take the hit and, you know, stop doing the behavior that is making you be attracted to him.
Yeah, and you've got options, but you sound like there's nothing I can do about this.
I don't trust her because I don't think that she wants to tell him for him to not come to the bar. That would be the honorable thing to do, to try to... No, the honorable thing to do, Jill, would just change your habits to not be around him so much and to alleviate the temptation and not increase the chemistry between you two.
But I can't not work, you know? How are you guys going to tell me not to work?
But he is unavailable, so why give him this information?
Like, yeah, don't concentrate on it. And yeah, you work. He's not your only client. You work the entire, you know, restaurant. So
I asked you that question before about how you envisioned the conversation going in your mind, because I thought I knew what you were going to say. And what I thought you were going to say is that you wanted him to be like, I'm in love with you too.
I'm tempted by you too. It's going to be hard, but we can do this.
Yeah, that.
I'm assuming dude doesn't have kids or he wouldn't be in a bar 3 times a week, right?
No.
Okay. Hey, Lisa, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, that's the I'm getting ready to tee off voice.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
This girl needs to keep her hands out of other people's cookie jars. I mean, this is crazy. He's a married man. She needs to let him be because she's not thinking about his wife's feelings. If it was me and I knew who she was, trust me, I would not like it. I would probably come and rip her freaking hair out.
But why would you do that?
Well, if someone told my husband they were in love with him, then they're putting themselves in a position they don't need to be in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a selfish thing to do. It's the wrong thing to do, is to tell him.
Hello.
Hey, Karen. Good morning.
Hey, this is Kristen.
Yeah, it is. Hey, Kristen, Karen.
Duh.
How's it going?
Good, double K. How are you?
I'm good.
What's up?
Nothing. I just wanted to call and say that I think if he's a married man, that she should leave him alone.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing. You really don't have a lot to gain. You don't have anything to gain here. You said that you're not feeling the chemistry on his side. He's a married guy. So telling him doesn't do anything and any good at all. Unless you have the small piece in you, like Jen is saying, that hopes he goes, oh, I love you too. I'm so glad you said, yeah. I mean, he's still not going to leave his wife for you.
There's no reason for you to tell him. And you just need to get over it.
I don't know.
What do you want us to say? Let's play a little game here called The Burt Show Gives Me Advice That I Want to Hear. So you called up. What's the advice you want us to hear that you want to hear this morning?
I don't know. I guess I wanted to say, yeah, it's very noble for you to tell him and ask him not to come to the restaurant, and that if I was him, I would be totally okay with that.
All right. So you want us to use the word noble that. In this case, Wendy, why don't you go ahead and give her that advice?
I think it would be, no, I can't say it. I really just tried. No, it's a bad idea, and you shouldn't be in the bar with social settings anyway with one-on-one conversations. Bring your friends in the bar. Talk to other people
but
when you're at the bar.
But she works there. Like, you can't be one-on-one if you're getting somebody a drink. You can't not be one-on-one.
Hold on here. Mike wants to be on The Voice Disguiser with you. Go ahead, Mike. You're on Q100. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Good morning. I was actually in a little situation, the same thing she's in, similar to it, but I was in love with my wife's cousin.
Ooh.
And for like probably 15 years, I was in love. Now, you know, I had told her and everything, and...
You told who?
I told my wife's cousin.
Okay.
Okay.
And you know, she was like, why? And, you know, I told her because, you know, she was a nice person and everything, and I, you know, and I was to the point, if I heard her voice, you know, I would feel good. When I see her, you know, I had a tingling in my body. Even if she texts me, if I text her and she texts me back, it seemed like I heard her talking to me while I'm talking, you know, texting her and everything. And I felt happy. I felt real good around her. And then I finally realized I can't do that. You know, and, you know,
I had
to break off of it. But it was hard for me to break away from it. But you would be able to do it if you put your mind to it and put your mind to something else. You know, I know you work in a restaurant and everything like that, but, you know, wait on other customers, you know, and forget about the guy, and maybe, you know, one day you find somebody else that's not married, and, you know, and that person might, you know, tingle you the same way this guy tingles you.
I think that the thing you need to do is look for another job. Like, to be honest, if it's this, like, if it's this much of a compulsion and it's this much, you say you can't, like, Melissa's suggestions didn't work for you because you're like, well, you're telling me not to work. I have to work. And I understand that part of being a bartender and being a good one is talking to your clients, relating to them, have great conversations with them, because then they leave you better tips and that kind of thing. So if you feel like there's going to be no other way to break away from this guy and no way to ask him to leave the bar, then I think you need to look for another job and only work there as long as it takes for you to find another one and start over again, a new social circle, a new everything else.
There's like, not one person calling and saying, go ahead and tell him.
Don't tell him.
Start looking for another gig.
I don't think you want this to end. I don't think you want your feelings for him to end. I don't think you want this flirtation to end. And I'm just saying you're on a dangerous path because this is what affairs are about. It is a process and a decision after decision after decision. That's why it's so hurtful. All affairs can be avoided. All of them, because it takes this long for them to happen.
Let it go, Jill.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys.
Okay, be sure not to take our advice and continue on the
path
that you're on
right now. Don't destroy a marriage just because you're selfish.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
I think I'm in love with you.
Hey, Jeff. I think I'm in love with you.
That was really noble, you guys.
This is The Bert Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No